Down From His Glory.
Oh, how I love Thee, how I adore. Sunshine, my all in all, the great creator, the great creator. He became my savior, he became my savior, and all God's fullness. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus, it's my plea. Daily walking, daily walking. walking close to thee. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, Lord, let it be. I am weak. Oh, I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied. I'll be satisfied as long. Oh, walk thy walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer. Just a little closer, walk with me. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking, daily walking close to thee. Let it be. Let it be. Through this world, through this world of souls and snares, if I falter, Lord, if I falter, who cares? Who's with me? Dear Lord, dear Lord, none by thee. Let's sing it together. Just a closer walk with thee. Oh, just a closer walk with thee. Closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus. Oh, grant it, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking. To thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Can we sing it one more time? Just a closer for thee. Oh, just a closer. Okay. Can we have Brother Eli come and pray for us? Grant it, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking, daily walking close to thee. Oh, let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
God bless you, saints. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, a closer walk to thee is our daily prayer, O Lord. A closer walk to thee is what that will bring us into your presence forever, O Lord. We come this evening, O Lord, to get closer to you, O Lord, than we were yesterday, than we were Sunday, than we were, O Lord, even this morning, O Lord. Heavenly Father, it's not a ritual, it's not a tradition. Hallelujah. And let us not become used to coming every day because it's a tradition to come to the church. But we are coming because there's a revelation inside our hearts, O Lord, that we have to feed our souls so that we could prepare, we could make provisions for its eternal destiny, O Lord. Dear Lord, we thank you for the day so far. We have seen your hand leading us to our workplaces, our schools, in different locations, places where we have been, O Lord. It's not our own care, O Lord, but it's the work of your grace into our lives, O Lord. That's why we commit the rest of our days into your hands, O Lord. We know If you don't watch over us, nothing can, we can't do anything for ourselves, O Lord. Bless us as we sit into your presence, O Lord. We want to look at your face. We want to behold you, O Lord, because the more we behold your face, the more we become like you, O Lord. Take away all minds, all thoughts that's not focused on your word, O Lord. Let's forget all our daily business, O Lord. Let's forget our daily concerns, O Lord. As we lift them up into your presence, we know if we are worried about them ourselves, it will be just more burden on us, O Lord. But you said, come to me, ye that are heavy laden. We are bringing our burdens, O Lord, to you because we know not only you'll take them away, but you'll give us eternal peace, O Lord. You know our needs, you know our homes, you know our plans, you know our projects. We have come as needy people, O Lord. We are throwing them, we are pouring them before your throne. And we know we'll come fulfilled, O Lord. We'll come blessed, we'll come back blessed, O Lord. Heavenly Father, now we commit this service into your hand. Take the leadership, O Lord. Bless your servant. Bless your pastor who couldn't make it tonight, O Lord. Our pastor who couldn't make it tonight, be with him, O Lord. Be with his family. We commit the little Daniel into your hands, O Lord. Heavenly Father, be with him, O Lord. We are happy that nothing serious happened to his leg, O Lord. And we know that you'll lead him through the healing process, O Lord. Bless your servant, our brother Maxwell. Be with him, O Lord. Reveal yourself to him so that when he stands to speak, O Lord, it will be you speaking from your heart to our hearts, O Lord. Take the leadership. Bless the song leader. Bless the musicians. Bless everybody as we stand gathering into your presence, O Lord. Let your blessing come out of your throne and fill every heart, O Lord, as we commit ourselves into your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen, Ken. This is to give us sweet by and by. I hope we all are glad to be in the house of the Lord. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. Oh, in the sweet by and by, we shall meet. So there's a land, oh, there's a land that is fairer than day. And by faith can we lead a fail, for the Father waits for a way to prepare us, to prepare us. Oh, in the sweet, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Oh, in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing, we shall sing on that day, beautiful shore. The midless sails, the songs of the blessed, and our spirits, and our spirits, our soul no more. Oh, not a sight for the blessings of bread. Oh, in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Oh, in the sweet by and by, we shall on that beautiful. So in the sweet, oh, in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Oh, in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Amen. as we love lifted me, as we pick up the offerings. Yeah.
Far from the peaceful soul.
Very deeply.
Very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, in my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Once again, Lord, we lift these offerings into your presence, O Lord, fruit of your children's love and faithfulness towards you. We commit it into your hand now, O Lord. Bless it as we commit it for the work of the kingdom of the Lord, O Lord. Bless your children's efforts, bless our jobs, bless our undertakings, O Lord. Be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Reach out, touch the Lord as he bows by. You will find he's not too busy to hear. Hold on. Let's try it again. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. passing by this moment, your little supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find His love too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You are great. You're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. Deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You are great. You're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. Song now, because He lives. Because He lives, yeah. Yeah. See, because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, there is God. I know He holds my future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. Because He lives, God sent His Son. to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, oh, fear is gone. Because I know, yes, I know, he holds my future. And life is worth the living just because, let's sing it one more time, because he lives, because he lives, I can face tomorrow, because he lives, oh, there is God, because I know, yes, I know, he holds my future. Amen. Let's sing Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. Good trying to sing. Amazing Grace. Thank you.
God richly bless you, song leader, musicians.
Amen.
You brought the Spirit of God right in our midst this evening.
Amen.
We thank the Lord. Prayers of thanksgiving has been offered. Truly, the Lord has seen us through the day so far. And before we turn to the reading of the word, let's just pray a little once again. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father,
hallelujah.
Truly, thanksgiving prayers have been offered. And Father, we say truly, we thank you that grace has been sufficient for us. We thank you that your mercies have endured for us today.
Amen.
And your loving kindness, Lord, we thank you that it has given us room. And the Lord, it has led our footsteps to no other place but right in your presence, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we thank you that even we are living in this day, O God, that you have given us the revelation of our time. We bless you, we thank you that, Lord, even you have provided a place like this for us where we can come and fellowship around the revealed word. Father, we thank you that tonight we have come because we know there are so much blessings in your storehouse. And that tonight we've come, we believe that, Lord, we will be blessed with the goodness of your house, Lord.
Amen.
So, Father, we come with all humility. We come with all broken spirit and contrite heart. We surrender all to you that this moment, as we turn to the reading of your word, O God, the Holy Spirit will take it up and make it a living bread unto us.
Amen.
We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Men, as we are still standing, let's turn to the reading of the word. We shall read two scriptures, all from the book of Revelation. The first one, Revelation 2:1. And the second, Revelation 3:1. Revelation 2:1, Revelation 3:1. Let's hear the word of God. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand and walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks.
Sorry.
Amen.
Amen.
Our second reading, Revelation 3:1. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, this thing saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Heavenly Father, these are your words. We ask the teacher, the author, to come down now. Set me aside, Lord.
Amen.
Father, speak to us tonight.
Amen.
By way of revelation, Lord.
Yes.
Because we know that these things, Lord God, man cannot interpret it. It takes the Holy Spirit to bring the truth out of it, Lord. So bless your word in Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we be seated? For some time now, this statement, God in the midst of his people, it has been so much upon my heart.
Amen.
Praise God. God in the midst of his people. So I've been just going through the message and getting as much as what the prophet has preached on that. Amen. And one of the messages is God in his people. And he said, quoting from paragraph 40, he said, what is it? God in his people. God in his word, God in his servants, God in his prophets, God in his healing. Oh, God, here in this building tonight. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. So do you believe it right now? Oh, I did. So God is not here. Amen. I didn't hear the amen. Hey, God in the midst of his people, the prophet said, he's here in this building tonight. And then he asked, do you believe it right now? Oh, glory be to God. He said, that's right. God in his creation. So tonight, my topic is the Creator living in his creation. The Creator living in his creation. So the prophet went on to say, you believe it as God in his creation? Said, you believe it? Is that right? Is God in his word? He's asking questions. So I want to hear the amen, amen, amen. It's questions that he's asking us. Praise the Lord. Said, you believe it? Is that right? Is God in his word? Do you believe it? Was God in his son? Do you believe it? Was God in his people? Do you believe it? Oh, I can just prove that he's here now. That's what the prophet said. Amen. I can prove that he's here now. God in the midst of his people. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, before we continue with that subject, let's look at the scriptures that we just read. Revelation 2:1, already it says, these things saith he that hold the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. And we know the seven golden candlesticks is what? The seven churches that were in Asia Minor. Ephesus all the way to Laodicea. Amen. And then he said he stands in the midst of them. That means he's always in the midst of his church. Amen. Amen. Always. Always. He is in the midst of his church. And he is here tonight. Amen. As the prophet has said. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Welcome, Jesus. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Welcome, Jesus. Amen. Sister, maybe he's seated right by you. Amen. Huh? Amen. Amen. That's good. Praise the Lord. Then the second scripture, that's Revelation 3:1. He said, this thing saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I want to stop there. Did you hear it well? This thing saith he that hath the seven spirits of God. Hoy. So there are seven, God has seven spirits. But all we know is that God is one spirit. But the scripture is saying here, he that hath what? The seven spirits of God. Because when we read from Ephesians 4, verse 4, it says, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. That means one spirit. But we are seeing seven spirits of God here. So the question is the scripture contradicting itself? Absolutely no. Amen. Absolutely no. So let us look at these seven spirits of God before we come to our subject, God in the midst of his people. Amen. The creator living in his creation. Amen. So the prophet said, these seven spirits of God, you can see it four times in the book of Revelation. Amen. So let us look at them. Amen. The first one is Revelation 1:4, where John was in Patmos, you know already. And he said, John, you can give it, you can put it on the listen. Revelation 1:4. Say, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, from the seven spirits which are before his throne. That's the first one. Seven spirits that are before his throne. And then the second one is the one we just read as Revelation 3:1. This is saith he that hath what? The seven spirits. Then the third one is Revelation 4:5. And he said, and out of the throne proceedeth lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Mm-hmm. Then the last one, Revelation 5:6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Amen. The understanding is coming. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The seven spirits sent forth unto what? All the earth. Amen. 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 And so, my brother, look at it closely. The spirit that was in the midst of the throne, in the midst of the elders, tonight we can say that spirit is here tonight. Amen. Oh, my brother, my sister. We are sitting before something great. Praise the Lord. The spirit that was in the midst of the throne, the midst of the elders, has been sent forth to all the world, all the earth. Praise the Lord. And it is here tonight. Amen. Glory be to his name. Amen. And so, let us see what the prophet says about what these seven spirits now, because we have gotten a hint of it, sent forth into all the earth. Amen. Amen. So the prophet said, to begin with, we know for certainty that these verses are not teaching a new and contrary doctrine. No, sir. But it is what? It is one and the same spirit coming forth in sevenfold ways. Amen. The seven stars, the seven messengers, praise the Lord, unto the seven church ages. It is one spirit carried by what? Seven messengers. Amen. Amen. And we have what? Another proof in the Bible. When we turn to 1 Corinthians 12, 4 to 11, it's talking about what? The gifts. You see? The gifts. He said it's what? There are diversities of gifts, but what? The same Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then he said it had differences of what? Administration, and it is same Lord. Amen. And then diversities of what? Operations, the same God. Amen. So we see that he said some are given what? The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, the same Spirit. So we have 9 different spirits, gifts. But it is what? The same self, same Spirit working in all these what? 9 gifts. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And if we want another proof, also, is what? There was what? The Spirit of God given unto Elijah. Amen. Which we call the Spirit of Elijah. Amen. Amen. And we see that same Spirit upon Elijah, a double fold upon what? Elisha. Amen. And that same Spirit of Elisha, the Spirit of Elijah, came upon what? John the Baptist. Amen. So it's not what? And we see that that Spirit of Elijah had to come what? 5 times. Hallelujah. And in this our day, oh, praise the Lord. It has worked. And that is what has brought the revelation we are receiving today. Amen. Amen. So it's not what? 5 different spirits. It's the one Spirit. So the 7 spirits before the throne, or the 7 spirits of God, is one self-same Spirit. Amen. Working through what? 7 messengers to the 7 church ages. Praise God. Will you get the point? Amen. Let me read something here which caused some confusion back in our place. Let me read it here. The prophet says something about about the Elijah spirit. He said, I would like to illustrate that from the word. The Spirit of God was mightily upon Elijah. Then it came, that same Spirit came upon Elisha in a twofold effect. Then centuries later, the same Spirit, which we call the Spirit of Elijah, in order to describe its ministry, came upon John the Baptist. And now, look, listen here. Then the prophet said, one day, that same Spirit identified by the same manner of ministry will come upon a man for the end of the Gentile church age. See how the prophet put it? Said one day, that same Spirit identified by the same manner of ministry will come upon a man for the end of the Gentile church age. People took this and they said, there's coming another prophet. Praise the Lord. There's coming another prophet. Oh, yes. Back in Ghana, some people said it is not yet revealed because another prophet is coming. Brother Branham is just the Moses. And now there's coming a Joshua. Oh, my. So, some of the sisters, when they meet, I quite remember, Mike is not here, but the wife was telling me, because they were at the place where he said it's not revealed. Praise the Lord. So Mike's wife would tell me sometimes he will meet some of the sisters from the revealed. So they were there. It is not revealed. It is revealed. Catholics, praise the Lord. Amen. See, fighting on this. The prophet just left it there as a stumbling block for many. Amen. But we know that it is him himself. Praise God. So, is that putting our scripture discoveries together is evidently that the seven spirits of God refer to the continuous ministry of the same Holy Spirit in the lives of seven men with whom God identified himself very closely. They were his eyes. See? Serious. Those angels, those messengers, praise the Lord, said they were the eye of what? Of God. They were the lamps of God. Amen. He said, how beautiful that is, that the star was meant to reflect the light at night, for the sun had gone. See, now the sun has gone. The S-O-N, just so as the messengers to each age are to what? Reflect the light of the S-O-N. And they all did this by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now about the mystery of the seven stars, we know already. The seven stars that were in his right hand, they were the what? The seven messengers that were sent to the seven churches. Praise God. Now, we are coming to the Creator and his creation. Praise the Lord. Meanwhile, just some few days or let's say a week or so ago, our brother Eli had really brought us something. Amen. About the solar system, what the sun stands for. Amen. With all the planets orbiting around the sun, and those who are closer to what? The sun have what? More years. And if you enter into the S-O-N, S-U-N, then you have what? Eternal life. Praise God. These are all what? Signs that God is in his creation. Amen. The scientists say there is no God. But the very thing that they write and all their discoveries that they bring forth, it always show God in it. Amen. So the Creator is always in his creation. Amen. Amen. And this very subject, as I was studying it, I came across something. I was reading something from the internet somewhere, and I came to the North Star. And we know the prophet said the North Star stands for what? Stands for Christ. Amen. Amen. And so the story was saying that the slaves that were in American plantations, especially in Texas and in the Caribbean, most of the time they tried to escape. Amen. Amen. They always try to escape. And if they want to escape, they escape in the night where the stars are what? Are clear, or the sky is very clear, where they can what? They can see the stars. Praise the Lord. Amen. And in America, the southern side, it was what? Dominated by this slavery. But in the northern side, they have abolished what? Slavery. From the America, from New York and Massachusetts and other things. But If you are able to reach Canada, oh, then you are completely free. Because Canada didn't tolerate slavery at all at that time. Amen. And so, these slaves, if they want to escape, they always look, you are traveling the night. So you don't know where you are running to. So the only thing is that they had to go north, towards north. And so the only thing that can give them direction is to look for the what? The North Star.
Amen.
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 The only thing that can make them know that they are on the right track is to look for what? For the North Star. So that night, as far as they could go, they find a place to hide daytime, waiting for what? Another night. And then begin to look at what? The North Star. So that they know their direction is going what? Is going towards the north. Amen. And so, I look at the whole thing and I say, oh. And so, if the prophet said the North Star stands for Jesus Christ, and then I could see people running from bondage. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. They are going towards what? Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Then I saw something, so I said, oh my. And I will read something which the scientists then themselves have written here. Amen. Let me read something here for you to hear. And then we will look at something, or we will look at a picture here. He said, escaping slaves had to find their way north. Northern states such as New York, Massachusetts had strong abolitionist societies and benevolent groups. That means people that can what? If you are able to escape to the north, New York or Massachusetts or beyond, or to Canada, there were benevolent societies that can what? Even give you food, give you money, give you a place to sleep. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And he said, that would help, that the slaves' final goal was Canada, north of U.S. border. Slavery was not permitted there. And American laws that allow people to American law allow people to capture runaway slaves had no effect at all. Amen. So even if you are probably in New York, your master can probably send people to come and look for you and what? Arrest you. But if you are able to get to Canada, then you are safe. Now he said, listen here. He said, people trying to escape slavery had many clues they could rely on to find out where North actually was. And all the time when I look at the North, I look at what? Christ.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
In the spiritual way. And now this is a scientist man writing all these things. Amen. And he said, one of the best clues they could use to find North was to locate the North Star.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The North Star is also called Polaris. Unlike the other stars, it never changed position.
Amen.
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 The North Star would never change position.
Yeah.
Because they themselves said, if you can stay the whole night, you see that the stars, they move. Amen. Not because they move, but because of the movement of the earth. But the North Star will stay at one place.
Amen.
It will not move. Because the North Star, the earth, the north axis is pointing direct to the North Star. Oh, amen. Then I read something here, and I looked for that picture, what we are going to look at now. It said, Fortunately, there is one star in the night sky that does not appear to move. Amen. Amen. And it is called the Polaris or the North Star. The easiest method of finding the North Star, the easiest method of finding the North Star is by finding to identify a group of seven stars. Amen. My brother, give me the picture.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. To identify the North Star, you got to find a group of seven stars.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. In his right hand was what? The seven stars.
Amen.
And all these seven stars, they always pointed to Christ.
Amen.
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 And my brother, look at the way how they themselves have connected all these seven stars. Oh, yes, sir. And they're pointing to the North Star. God, the creator, in his creation. They said they don't believe in God. And they write all these things showing that this is God. It is in the Bible here. I am he that holds the seven stars in my hand. And how do they? Is that it looks, see, they describe that it looks like what? A handle and what? A bowl. See, there's the handle here. See the handle over there, and that's the bowl. And then he said, let me just read it here.
Amen.
He said, the easiest way to identify as they find a group of seven stars, and it is known as the Big Dipper. To the American, it is a saucepan. Yeah? So they look for the stars that look like a saucepan. Amen. And then they see, they look two stars at the cup's edge. Two stars at the cup edge here have to be pointing directly to what? To the North Star.
Amen.
Amen. So he said, two stars on the cup's edge always point to the North Star. And so people traveling at night could always find the North Star. Amen.
Amen.
So, oh, scientists, you said there is no God. But the very things that you say, we find the whole things in the Bible here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And these seven stars that were in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, they all in their ministry, they never spoke about themselves.
Amen.
All of them, their ministry was pointing to what? Pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Like our own prophet, he said, I preach like Paul preach. And it's always what? Pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ. They never pointed to themselves. And here it is. Look at the way how they have drawn the line to join all the seven stars together. They could have just forgotten the lines. But now they have what? Connected all the seven stars and all pointing to the North Star. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Creator, he is in his own creation. Amen. So, tonight, we are going to look at some things that the prophet said, showing that the Creator lives in his own creation. And by that, we will find a thought to do what? To pray tonight. Amen. God is in the midst of his own creation. Amen. Some look and see every day. Everybody wants to see God. And many people look. And the thing is, when you look, what do you see? When you look, what do you see? Amen. You want to see Jesus. You want to see God. God in the midst of his people. And you got to look. And when you look, what do you see? Because God is in his nature, his own creation. And do you see him? Amen. You know, two people, as the prophet said, two people were looking at what? A group of people. As Moses, I'm talking about Moses and Pharaoh. The prophet said they were all looking through what? Through the window, looking at the people that were working in the mud. Amen. Pharaoh saw the people as some people without what? Without future. But when Moses looked, he saw Christ in their midst. Amen. Amen. Two people looking at the same thing. One condemned them that they were not nobody. But another looked and saw Christ in their midst. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so for that reason, when Moses saw Christ in the midst of the people in the mud, through faith, he said what? He forsook Egypt. Amen. Amen. By faith, Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the children of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Amen. Esteeming the reproach of Christ more valuable than what the whole what Egypt can give unto him. So he moved out because Christ was in there. So it depends the way how you look at things. Amen. And you remember the prophet gave a story about that old boatman. Amen. And that small boy. The prophet said there was a very great storm. Very great storm. And after the storm has what? Receded. There was a complete calm. Amen. A complete calm. Let me read it here. Amen. And he said, and the old man, as the boatman, looked around. See, he looked around. The sun had come out. Amen. The sun had what? Had come out. It shows what? It shows resurrection. You see, he can see something in the rising of the sun. You see, some things have, let's Ellie was saying it. We have been looking at so things so all the time, so it becomes something regular. Praise the Lord. It becomes something regular. But my brother, all these things that we see, which God has made, God is in it. Amen. It has a message. Amen. It has a message. Amen. So the rising of the sun, it carries a message. Amen. That we look to it, and then we can be assured, amen, amen, that there is a resurrection. Because there was a sunset, and now there is what? A sunrise. Amen. So we see the same thing. Christ Jesus died and rose up again. And we are seeing it reminding us every day that my son, my children, surely there is a resurrection. Amen. So even if your loved ones go to sleep, one day, they will rise up again. Amen. 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 If today I lie down here, oh, praise the Lord, one day I will rise up again. Amen. So that gives me an assurance that there is life. Amen. 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 This is not the end of what the world. There is life. And that life is life eternal. But if you are not able to recognize it, praise the Lord, and live by it, then when you die forever. Amen. 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 But if you can recognize it, then you know that there is all. So he said, the old man looked around. The sun had come out. Amen. And there was a rainbow setting. The prophet was giving all these things. There was what? A rainbow setting. And when we go back to the scripture, we know what the rainbow stands for. Amen. I will not fail my covenant with you. Amen. My brother, begin to take all these things. Tonight we are going to pray. Amen. I will never break my covenant. Amen. My covenant will stand. Amen. As long as I have given it, I say I will not destroy the world with water again. I will not break it. So what covenant he has? He has many covenants with us. Amen. Oh, if you receive me, I'll give you the power to become a son of God. Amen. Yes, he says it. He said, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Amen. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Amen. These are his words, his sense. Amen. Amen. So tonight, all these things, it shows here God in his own creation. The prophet and the leaves were all washed off and pretty. Amen. The rain, the storm has cleaned all the leaves. And when we go back into what the message, what the leaves stand for? Fellowship. Amen. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Fellowship. Showing, see, the old man was looking at all these things. That means, oh, now, look, the leaves, there are no more dead. And you see, they are all washed, green, nice, ready for fellowship. At the end of the day, when I am tired, I can go and sit under one of these trees. Amen. And he said, the old man kept pulling his boat, and tears begin to roll down his cheeks. And as he pulled a little further, he looked back again. Oh, amen. Amen. The beauty, he looked back again. When God has finished with all his creation, the Bible says he looked back to see his own creation, and they were very good. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Everything. See how the word the prophet is putting it. Then he was sitting in the boat with this small boy. Now let's listen. The little fellow sitting in the stern of the boat became so enthused. You see, he saw this old man look back, turned, and he was what? Tears down his cheeks. And this young small boy was so much enthused about what has this man seen that I'm not seeing? Amen. So he said, he ran. He said, sitting on the stand of the boat, he became so enthused, he ran up in the middle of the boat and he said, sir, I'm going to ask you a question. My mother could not answer. My father could not answer. My pastor, my Sunday school teacher, no one could answer me. Now listen to what a small boy said. I believe there is God. I believe there is a God. Do you believe that tonight also? Amen. Child, that small boy said, I believe there is a God. And then he said, could I ever see him? When he asked this question, the prophet said, it was too much for the old fisherman. He just pulled his oars in. and then threw his hands to his face and wept like a baby. And he reached and put his arms around the little boy and said, God bless your heart, honey. All I have seen for the past 35 years had been God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All that I've seen for these 35 years had been what? God. Amen. And the prophet went and said, there was so much God on the inside.
Amen.
He could see him on the outside.
Amen.
So much of God. God in the inside that he could see God on the outside.
Amen.
And so the prophet said, if you want to see God in his universe, get him on the inside.
Amen.
Amen. If you want to see God, get him on the inside. When you go out, anything you see, you will see God in this, God in that, God in this. Oh my.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Just put more of God in the inside. He said, watch how the birds sing different in the trees. You see, we have been hearing all these things, so it has become something so common to us, we don't actually begin to recognize it. Amen.
Amen.
Especially when probably you have been to the forest before, you hear one bird, coo, coo, coo. Another, beep, 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 beep. Different, praise the Lord. Oh my. Oh, glory be to God. All of them are doing what? They are praising God.
Amen.
He said, even, I love this one. He said, even when God is so much in the inside, he said, even your enemy looks different when God comes on the inside.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Your enemy looks different. There will never be anything in your heart. Maybe he did something so bad against you, and you never think of what? Also doing the same thing against that person. You see? He will look so different. See that? Huh? When God is so much in the inside, your enemy, you will see him different. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, he is in his universe. Huh? He's in the sun. S-U-N, he's in the moon. He's in the stars. Amen. He said, he is in you, looking out, showing you the magnificent part of his universe. When he's in you, he is showing you his magnificent word, things that he has what? Created. So you have a different eye, a different thought, a different heart, a different mind. You have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. He said, God is in his universe. You believe he is? He's in the sunset and he's in this what? Sunrise. Amen. Ever see him in the beautiful mountains? Have you ever seen him in the beautiful mountains?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, there is a song. It said, when I look at the mountains, look at the valleys, and look at the sea, I see you are God, you are God. When I look at the mountains, and look at the valleys, and look at the sea, I see you are God, you are God. You are God, you are God. You are God. You are God, you are God, you are God. Oh, when I look at the mountains and look at the valleys and look at the sea, oh, you are God, you are God. Amen. The prophet is asking that when ever see him in the beautiful mountains, oh my, he said, oh my, sometimes I get there and look down upon the scene and just scream at the top of my voice. I can't help it. There is a deep calling to the deep out there. Oh God, in his universe. Amen. God in his universe. Praise the Lord. Let's look at one another one again. For the time. Oh man. Oh, praise the Lord. Time is gone. Amen. Let's look at another one quickly. Amen. He's talking about what? Mama Eagle. You could see. See, this word, creation. But God, the nature of the eagle, you see God. Amen. One time the prophet said he had his binoculars and he was looking at a certain eagle on top of a mountain. Amen. And then this is what he said. Let's read quickly. Notice closely now. But the old mother eagle sitting up there begins to watch. Huh? Begins to what? Watch. He said, how glorious that Jesus came, taking us out of the things of the world and put us out in this glorious freedom out here. Amen. Look at where we were before. But God has what? Taken us from that place and put us at what? A place where we are what? We have freedom. Amen. He said, you see, what was happening was that the mama eagle was on the mountain and he has put his little ones in the valley, on the grass. And these little eaglets, they were what? Playing and eating grass and all those things. And she was what? On the mountaintop watching them. Do you see God in that? Amen. Do you see God in that? Amen. Oh, that the Almighty. Amen. Oh, he has put us here. Amen. But his eyes is upon us. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. See. He said the little eagles running carefree. Amen. See? They're running carefree because they know. Oh, they know that there is someone who is what? Watching over them. That's the thing that needs to be in our heart. Oh, that there is someone who is looking after us wherever we go. Praise the Lord. And so they were carefree. Amen. They don't need a bodyguard. And they don't need a security man. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. That's the same thing, my brother. Amen. My brother, do you have a security man in your house? But there are some people, they have 3, 4, 5 security men. Cameras all everywhere in his house. Because he cannot sleep alone. When he goes out, bodyguards. That person has no peace. Amen. Amen. One time, a watchman, I go to his boss. He said, I dreamt about you. After the morning, he was going back to his house. He has finished the night work. Going to greet the master before he goes. He said, I dreamt about you. You have gotten a lot of money. He said, you dreamt. Oh, that is you were sleeping. Oh, praise the Lord. you see it. You have had someone to watch over you. Now he's dreaming about you. But we have the greatest watchman who slumbers not, nor sleep. He that keepeth Israel shall neither sleep nor slumber. Oh, hallelujah. That is it, my brother. We have a greater watchman. And so, he said, they were what? Running carefully. Eating grass and so forth, just like glorious old-time holy God's meeting. Amen. He said the same thing the prophet said. Our Savior has also climbed the ramparts of glory. His eyes on the sparrow. And he's watching me. He knows everything. All times he knows what is wrong with me. Oh, praise the Lord. She was watching. And then the prophet said, I noticed something. Then I see her hold her head up. And she looked up. And she made a squall. That's a noise. And all at once, she darted from the mountain down into the valley. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, he's showing us something. Oh, hallelujah. One of these days, he's coming down. Oh, praise the Lord. And when she went down, she threw forth her great majestic wings. The prophet said, Jehovah Eagle, the two wings are what? The Old and New Testaments. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I said he threw them. And then, when she did, every one of the little eaglets left off eating. Amen. Ran as quickly as he could to their mother. Amen. Grabbed their little beasts upon the wings. Oh, the word of God. Amen. 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 What was happening? Let me just tell you in short so that I don't read all. Praise God. The mama eagle has seen that there is a storm coming. Amen. A great storm coming. Amen. And there is an oncoming storm also in our time. Amen. And before that oncoming storm can reach you, he has already come down to sweep us away. Yeah. Oh, praise the Lord. Do you see God also there? Amen. Amen. He said, when the mama eagle came down, they stopped whatever they are doing. Amen. My brother, this is our time. Oh, yes, sir. We are in that situation. Amen. We are in that situation. Amen. The word of God is now in our midst. Amen. That spirit that was in the throne is here in our midst. Amen. And now, my brother, stop whatever you are doing. Amen. And run toward to the word. Amen. Because there is a coming and oncoming storm. Amen. And he said, before the storm could reach them, Mama Eagle has taken his children away. Amen. Do you see God in it? Amen. Is it not a rapture? Amen. Oh, glory be to his name. Amen. My brother, the creator in his creation. We cannot continue tonight. Maybe we'll do the second edition. But for our prayer, let's look at something. So that we just pray. When Fridays, we close what? 9:30? Oh, praise the Lord. Yeah, I think it's Wednesdays that is either 8:45 or 9 o'clock. But Fridays, I think it's 9:30. Hmm? Praise the Lord. But maybe 9:15, it's now 9 o'clock. So let's just read something for where we can stand on to pray.
Praise the Lord. How many love him?
Amen.
The Lord, he is good. Amen. Amen. He said, look, deity. Tonight, look at it closely. He said, if you become a spirit son of God, deity dwells in you. Amen. Then the prophet said, hallelujah. Then you talk about blind eyes being open. Don't be afraid of it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because that's what we got to do. Talk about the blind man's eye open. And it has to happen. He said, God said nothing is impossible with you. God is saying that tonight, that nothing is impossible with you.
Amen.
And then he's asking you, do you believe it?
Amen.
Because deity is in you.
Amen.
He said, this might choke you. See? Because it is very, very hard sometimes to hear such a thing. He said, he that created these things give you the privilege to be his son. Do you understand that? That you have been given a privilege to be his son. If you are given a privilege to be his son, that's the kind of what? The adoption. Amen. And so the prophet said, your own signature on the check is just as good as his own. Amen. When you have been given a privilege to become his son, your signature, whatever you say, oh, praise the Lord, it's already signed. It is just like himself saying it. And so if he can say, peace be still, and the billows, the storms, the winds got to obey him, my brother, tonight, you have the same. Oh, glory be to his name. Because we have been received that privilege to become what? The sons of God. So tonight, my brother and my sister, as the musicians come, what is on your heart? Amen. He said, now let me read the last line. He said, God dwells in a man. And a man becomes the son of God. Not in him, in himself, but the Holy Spirit that is in him is God.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit that is in you is God.
Amen.
Then he said the Creator lives in his creation.
Amen.
That's where I took my topic. The Creator lives in his creation. Oh my, how I think of that. And then he said, then stand with an unwavering stand. So stand with an unwavering faith and ask what you will.
Amen.
It will be done unto you.
Amen.
You have received the privilege to become the Son of God.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, deeper, deeper, deeper. Let's sing that one. Sorry, brother.
Amen.
Let's sing that song.
Give me a key of Jesus daily.
It is what sanctioned. Now it's come to the time of faith now. Your faith now has to what? Bring it to pass. Praise God. So tonight, God is in the midst of his people. God is in your home. God is at your working place. God at your school. God beside you now. God in you now. Oh, speak. My sister, speak. My brother, speak. Let us pray. Let us pray. You have the privilege tonight. You have the privilege tonight, my brother. I believe it. He's in the midst. Look at it. The spirit that was right in the throne of God is in the midst here tonight. Great thing. Pick up your faith. My brother, it has to happen. My sister, the Holy Spirit. That's what he's saying. Oh, for once tonight, speak it out. For once. What do you want again? What do you want to hear? I believe what we have heard tonight, the encouragement, the promise he has given to us tonight, my covenant with you is still the same. It has not failed. And I can never fail my covenant. My promises, I can never fail. You have the privilege tonight, my brother. Don't let it go. My sister, don't let it go. Hold on to him. Wrestle with him tonight. In your prayer. Say, Lord, I believe it tonight. For the privilege that you have given to me, I accept it by faith that I am your daughter. I am your son. And whatever I say tonight, whatever I say tonight is sanctioned already. Because it's not me. You know my needs already. You know, Lord, you know my needs. And so my utterances tonight is according to your word, according to your will, according to your wish for me. And I'm claiming it tonight. I'm claiming it tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm claiming it tonight. Oh, the Creator in His own creation. He's in me. Thank you, the Lord, you are in me. Thank you. Oh, you can pray for your brother also. You know the needs of your brother. You know the needs of your sister. Remember her also in prayer. Remember that your brother also in prayer. As you pray for him, as you pray for her, the Lord sees your own needs also. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Give us such, Lord Savior. Oh God, a bread, Lord, and a spirit, Lord. Let me always, Lord, have, Lord Savior, the last, Lord. Lord, a brother, Lord, a sister, Lord Savior.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Always pursuing, Lord Savior, desiring to pluck them out, Lord. Father, even of Lord Savior, this life of darkness, Lord. Father, we break every fetter. We break every evil, Lord Jericho. Shepherd us, Lord Savior, from all harms and alarms, Lord Savior. That even in this day,
in the name of Jesus,
we come, Lord Savior. Father, to the ends of time, let us not be consumed, Lord. Father, by the cares of this life, Lord. By those things, Lord. Oh, Father, that satisfy, oh God, just the flesh, Lord Savior. But let us, Lord, seek, oh Father, the deeper things of God. Looking unto the unseen God. Lord, Father, you satisfy.
Yes, Lord,
for that very, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, longing of the heart. You, Lord Savior, quench. Oh, Father, where, Lord Savior, Father, man or water cannot quench, Lord Savior God. Oh, Father, give us, Lord Savior,
yes,
what knowledge, Lord, in upon this night, Lord. Let me thirst no more, Lord Savior God. When we come, Lord Savior, oh, Father, Lord, you have adjusted. Draw from that well, Lord Savior. Draw from that fountain, Lord. Father, even upon this night, Lord Savior God, we bless your name. We praise your name. We thank you for your precious, Lord, and beloved grace.
Hallelujah,
Lord, even as we are, as Lord Savior, we have. Lord, serve us unto thee, Lord, even the Father you did. Oh, Father, you know the flesh, Lord, serve you with desire. Lord, say to take it easy, Lord. But the spirit that would be amongst us, Lord. Father, with just, Lord, serve you. Desire, Lord, serve you as we sang, Lord, a deeper walk of need. Lord,
yes,
Father, the higher, Lord, serve you, calling, Lord, serve you, God. Oh, precious Savior, be that portion that we, Lord, serve you. So desire, Lord, even upon this time. Bless, Lord, serve you, your people. Let be not here the pastor, Lord Savior, Lord, his family, Lord, not the word, Lord Savior, Lord, and the many more, Lord Savior, that would be absent, Lord, even upon this time. Undertake, Lord Savior, bless, prosper them, Lord Savior God. Give grace, Lord, give mercy, Lord Savior God. We look unto thee from whence cometh our help.
In Jesus' name. Brother George, come and close us in prayer.
Can we go, Lord, in this last day that we live? Father, we see Lord, modern events made clear by prophecy.
Amen.
Father, we look at Israel, O God. Father, the pieces are in place. We see Russia, dear Lord. Father, any day now, Lord.
Yes.
Father, they'll ask for that oil, Lord. They'll ask Syria for their money, O God.
Mm.
Father, Lord, and they'll be told to go into Israel and get, Lord, Father, oh God, that oil, Lord, Savior God. The prophet told us of these things.
Ooh,
Father,
thank
Lord,
you,
God,
Jesus.
We see, precious Savior, we are just, Lord, at the edge of the end of time.
Yes,
Lord, and there's still a work, Lord, Father. We still hear you saying, who will go? Who will go and call that lost brother or sister, Lord? Father, help us, oh God, that we take these things serious, oh God.
Yes,
oh,
Lord,
we desire to be found where the eagles are, Lord. Father,
yes,
where
Lord.
The carcass is, O God.
Amen.
For Lord, Father, you never placed your name in a building, Lord. You never placed your name, Father, in Lord Savior, a name of a church, O God.
Yes,
but you placed your name, Father, your oh Father, in the blood, Lord Savior God. You said, oh God, you would meet your people in that
yes,
chosen
Lord
place
Jesus.
Of worship, O
thank
God.
You, God.
Father, we feel your presence constantly with us, O God.
Yes,
Lord, when
Lord
we come
Jesus.
Like this, O God, Father, you are so near, Lord. You desire,
amen.
Lord, to do great things, oh God.
Yes.
Father, we are believing, Lord Savior. We are, oh God, as the prophet said, that generation, Lord, that with Lord Savior, Father, take off by flight, oh God.
Yes,
we are that
Jesus.
Generation, Lord,
yes.
That just any day now, Lord,
ooh,
Father, those
yes.
saints, Lord, would press into the
yes,
dimension,
Lord. Jesus.
Father, brothers, sisters, mothers, Lord, Father, saints that have gone on before, would break through, Lord Savior.
Yes,
Father, to
Lord
this,
Jesus.
Lord Savior, dimension, Lord Savior God. Oh, Father, we desire to stay, Lord, in this atmosphere.
Yay.
Lord, to stay in a place, Lord, where
oh,
we say, woe is
thank
me, Lord.
You, Lord Jesus.
I'm a man undone.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I dwell amidst an unclean people, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Help
us, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, that we don't be left behind as our brother ministered last week, Lord.
Yes,
but
Lord.
We, Lord Savior, oh, watch, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, in prayers and fastings, Lord.
Yes,
watch, Lord Savior. Father, oh, God, in all manner, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, be here at thine house in diligence, Lord
yes,
Savior.
Lord
God.
Jesus.
For, Lord, Father, our joy is to be, oh, Father, oh, God, here. Where the kings meet is, Lord Savior God.
Yes,
to
Lord
partake,
Jesus.
Lord Savior. Even of this, Lord Savior, divine nature, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, we see, Lord Savior. Oh, the Midianites, Lord. Father, Lord, Father, coming from all angles, Lord.
Mm.
To put us down, Lord Savior. Whether it be at work, college, Lord Savior. But, Lord, we shall not be moved, Lord. We shall not be
moved,
Lord Savior. We shall stand, Lord. Even upon the promises, Lord Savior.
Amen.
But, Lord, we know, Lord Savior. This son of Lord Savior is at its end, Lord Savior God. And we desire, Lord Savior, Father, to be found wanting, Lord. To be found faithful, Lord Savior.
Amen.
Father, oh God, that maybe, Lord Savior, our lives, Lord Savior, may minister, Lord Savior,
yes,
to the lost.
Lord.
Maybe it might
yes,
minister,
Lord,
Lord
Jesus.
Savior,
yes,
to
Lord.
Lord Savior, a fallen brother or sister,
yes,
Lord Savior
Lord.
God. But we desire, Lord Savior, and we believe, Lord Savior God, Father, that Lord, Father, oh God, just any moment, Lord, Father, we will start to see, oh Father, mighty things, Father, happening amidst us.
Hey.
Not that we search after signs, Lord, Savior God. For Lord, Father, you've given us, Lord, Father, a sign in many a way, Lord, Savior.
Yes.
Oh, precious Savior, lead us, oh God. Guide us, Lord, Savior. You shepherd us, oh God, for you are the good shepherd, oh God. Father, whatever it takes, Lord, Savior God, do what it takes for us to make it, Lord, Savior God.
Yes,
oh,
Lord
Father,
Jesus.
For us to be raptured out of
yes,
life.
Lord Jesus.
Father, if it means, Lord, Savior.
Grant
oh,
it,
Father,
Lord.
Taking, Lord, Savior, whether jobs. Oh, Father, whatever, Lord, Savior.
Grant it,
to
Lord.
To make the other side, Lord, Savior God. Bless your brother who's ministered this night, who's
grant
ministered,
it, Lord,
Lord Father, faithfully, Lord, Savior. Oh, Father, bless us even as we meet here tomorrow again. Oh, Father, we don't need, Lord, Savior. Oh, God, for just life's pleasures, Lord, but we are about the Father's business, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, and we know when we are about the Father's business, the enemy, Lord, Father's not happy, but we are not worried of him, Lord Savior.
Yes.
For Lord, Father, he has no room in this place, Lord
yes.
Savior. We are
amen.
Subjects of another kingdom, Lord. Lord, and
oh,
as the prophet
glory
said, Lord,
be to
we
you,
don't
Lord.
Want, Lord Savior, Father, any part of this life, Lord, but we want part, Lord, even of the hidden life, Lord, Savior God. You guide us,
thank
keep us tonight.
You, Lord Jesus.
Bless the ministry, Lord, even amidst us, Lord.
Yes,
bless the brothers
Lord.
That labor, Oh God, the brothers, Lord, that would feed us, Lord Savior God. Help us, Lord, that we
yes,
get to that point, Lord Savior, where we'd have, Lord Savior, genuine and sincere respects one for another, Lord
yes,
Savior God. For, oh Father, you said, if we can't love our brother who we see, how can we say we love God who
yes,
we see and not Lord Savior? But we believe, Lord Savior. Oh God, I love, Lord Savior, all my brethren here in this place, oh God.
Hey.
And if I don't, Lord Savior, if there be an out, Lord Savior, or take it out, Lord Savior.
Yeah.
For Lord, Father, we could, Lord Savior, Father, have seen the last service this night, Lord Savior.
Oh,
we are living, Lord Savior, in the last time, Lord Savior God. Bless us, keep us, help us, oh God. Inspire each and every one of us.
Hey.
When we, Lord Savior, return
grant
this
it,
night,
Lord.
That we, Lord Savior, see night visions, oh God.
Grant
Father,
it,
you
Lord.
Would speak to us, Lord Savior. That you would, Lord Savior, have full reign over our bodies, Lord
grant
Savior.
It, Lord.
You would mortalize us in such a
grant
way, Lord,
it,
Savior,
Lord.
That a brother or a sister would feel so stirred, Lord Savior.
Yes.
Oh God, Lord Savior. To speak to someone, Lord. To tell someone about Christ, Lord Savior. My Lord, Father, would we be happy, Lord Savior, if we went across the other side and we know them that are left here are left in tribulation, Lord. Father, there's our families, Lord. Father, there are, Lord, many a people, Lord, that we desire to make it, Lord Savior God. Give us grace, Lord Savior, in this part of the vineyard that you've trusted us with, Lord. Bless our every work and every effort. Bless our pastor, keep him with
yes,
him.
Lord Jesus.
Bless, Lord Savior, Father, our brother Lubanza as he labors, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord,
we pray, Father, and claim the various places, Lord Carlo, the saints there, Lord, the work that is done there. We claim, Lord Savior, Father, even Galway, we claim, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Kenny, Lord Savior, there's much people there. Oh, there's much land to be possessed, Lord.
Yes,
but the laborers
Lord.
Are few, Lord Savior God. Give us grace, Lord Savior, we pray. Send us, Lord, labor part of the vineyard, Lord, that we'd be able, Lord, to do more than we, Lord Savior, Father, are doing now. We bless your name. Bless our brother who's ministered again. Give him strength, give
Jesus
him virtue.
Name.
And we ask for churning Mrs. Home. Keep us, oh
Jesus
God.
Name.
You know these cars. Lord, even as our brother constantly prays, we're not alone on the road, but we with other people, Lord Savior. Oh God, we pray that we come from this point till we get home safely until we
in
come
Jesus
again.
Name.
And we worship you in this very presence, Lord, in this very place, Lord, Savior God. Grant us grace, we pray. Lead us, Lord. Provide for every need that would be, even in thine gates tonight, illness, whatever, Lord, it would be. Father, we believe there's no more illness. We are all healed and well. Father, we are just desiring, Lord, Father, to meet with thee, Lord, even upon the new day, as we would upskill our young brethren, Lord, as we would help each other, oh God, to worship you in spirit and in truth, oh God.
Amen.
Give us now your grace. Guide us, Lord. And Lord, Father, oh Father, we pray for Israel, Lord. We pray for the saints there, Lord. We pray, Lord, Savior, for that land, Lord. For Lord, Father, they are our brethren, Lord. And we pray, Lord, Savior, and watch as the prophet admonished, Lord, for us to watch, Lord, Savior.
Amen.
Oh God, that olive leaf, Lord. We look to thee now. Guide us, keep us, Lord. Keep us sober, Lord, and vigilant as we wait for thee, for thy return. In Jesus' name we pray.
God bless you, brother. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, brother. God bless you all.